Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
What happened? Mike didn't show up?
When?
Today.
Was he meant to show up?
I don't know. It's so early.
What?
It's so early.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're, well, it's because there's a pause in the storm. When you said Mike, I thought you were talking about Mike Maron. I'm saying, oh, no, he's talking about the other Mike. Mike Kazi.
Right.
Yeah, no, he showed up, but there wasn't much sports to talk about, really. So.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, there wasn't much sports to talk about. So now, is that Umberto going to hit
Bermuda? It's probably going to move to the north of Bermuda, but it'll bring some gusty winds there today.
It got up to be category 3 yesterday, Pat. Got it up to a 3.
Yeah, now it's down to a 2, but still, you know, very good. And then you had Imelda that moved into Texas. Now it's a depression and a lot of rain there.
Well, there's a lot of depression in Texas anyway.
Yeah, right. And then you have Jerry that will be born, I think, today. He's in the South Central Atlantic, and the computer models take him to the Bahamas by the weekend. What I find interesting about that whole scenario, and again, I'm not a tropical meteorologist specialist here, but as that hurricane, and it will be a hurricane by the weekend, gets to the extreme eastern Bahamas, there's a big high stretching from the southeast Atlantic or the southeast coast into the Atlantic, which it looks to me like it would block its movement trying to turn north and keep it on a west-northwest path. But that's not what the hurricane models are saying. They're saying that it's going to make that classic north and then northeast turn back out into the Atlantic. So we'll have to just wait and watch and see what happens with Jerry. In the meantime, what a beautiful day. Mostly sunny, 70. Tonight, 40 to 45. Locally, some 30s. So you get a little smidgen of frost there.
Should I bring plants in?
If you think a tiny bit of frost could harm them.
All right. Here goes the back end of my house. Okay.
I don't think it's a killing frost, but they could be a little bit. And a sunny, low 70s day Thursday. Sunny, 75 to 80 Friday. Sunny, 80 to 85 Saturday. And sunny to partly cloudy. And still in the low to middle 80s on Sunday. And there you have it. And there was no rain in the forecast right through the weekend, which is what we told you yesterday. So I'm really, really happy about that. And I'm looking at my long-range forecast for the fall. And I'm not doing bad. I have high pressure over us, which it is, and it's cool. I have a front in the Midwest bringing rain, which it is. I do not have the disturbance in Texas. So that I missed. And when I look at the panel for the weekend, I still have basically fair skies. So, you know, it's there. The pattern's there, but no great shakes. I'm working on the winter right now, and I'll see how much I can get done because I'm a little busy with this stupid movie. I did copy down your other movie.
Okay.
And I have to see when I'll have a chance to look at that. I did copy it down here. Where did I put that? Yep, the last word. Okay, I have it down. I wasted my time last night, even though I DVR'd it. I wasted my time watching Dancing with the Stars. Yes?
Is that the one where you know who's dancing?
You know who?
The guy?
The senator. Yeah.
No, not the senator. Who's the one that Sean Spicer's dancing on?
That's it, whatever he is.
Now, I saw pictures of what he was. What do you think about Sean Spicer's dancing in that tutu?
No. I didn't care for any of the show. The last two contestants were the best. whoever the heck they were. It was a female and then the male. I think he was some sort of a film producer or something like that.
Yeah.
They were the best, but that was a two-hour show on Monday night, and because I DVR'd it, I was able to watch the entire, what I wanted to watch, in 52 minutes. When you take out the commercials and all of the riffraff with the judges, you know, some of those judges go on forever talking. But so I didn't get to see anything else. But yesterday, we reached out to one of the ladies at our lake to see if she would take a couple of lines for the scene we need. And I don't get this, Marshall. She said, this is in an email. She said, I really wanted to make this a family event, but my my boys have something going on Sunday.
What does that mean?
What kind of family event?
What does that mean?
That's a good question. I don't know what it means. She said she would call last night. She did not. So we're going to take, because the movie shows Charlotte when she was a young girl.
Yeah.
That's just so that you could get an idea of what is happening. That is before, and then they go right to the present.
Yeah.
So we're going to take the present Charlotte, and we're going to shoot her from the back as the young girl. I need to get a shot from the front. I don't know how I'm going to disguise her face. I'll probably have to take a long shot and, you know, and maybe make it a little bit out of focus. But that's what we're doing. You know what? This doesn't play Radio City. And if you know what I mean. So I am literally tired of worrying about that. But Apple did call me yesterday as promised. And I say this to people who may be thinking, well, do I go with a PC? Do I go with Apple? The support from Apple is unprecedented. Now, this gentleman called me. He said back on Friday that he would call me on Monday at such and such, Tuesday at such and such a time, and he did. We started at 9:30 yesterday morning, and I got off the phone with him at 1 p.m. 9:30, folks, to 1 p.m. We tried everything imaginable to get this flickering out of the video. And we come to the conclusion that we're going to edit the movie. And when it's all done, I will call him back. I have his number. And he will show us an easy way to make a new library and get rid of the flickering. He said, just not to upset your workflow now. Just continue to do what you normally would do and pretend that the flickering is not there. We'll take care of that when you're all done. He said, so we don't hold you up. But all of that time spent, and still really don't know why.
Well, Pat, my computer is backed up.
What happened?
No, I don't know. Now it's doing what it did yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I really have no idea how I fixed it yesterday. So I'm trying other things, but because we're on the air, I have to do it here, there, and everywhere. Catch me.
Now, now can't you call? I don't know. Is your computer Dell?
No. This is a special made Pro Rack computer for broadcast.
Can't you call the manufacturer?
We've had it too long. They'll charge me $200 an hour. Paid almost $2,300 for just a box. So what we do here is we go through everything that I can go through. When that's exhausted, we'll bring our engineer in, and he'll go through everything that he has to go through. And if that doesn't work, reach into the pocket and pull out another $2,000. But I don't think we'll have to do that. But anyway, so that's the story with that. And now, are you still doing the weather for the Yankees?
Yes.
good because they're going to the playoffs. The Mets aren't, so you'll have a break at the end of the regular season with the Mets.
Oh, so the Yankees are going to playoffs. Oh, yeah, okay. They haven't been keeping track.
Yeah, the Mets would have to win every game for the rest of the season to get in the playoffs. And the probability of that happening is the probability of me running a marathon.
Running a marathon.
Yeah.
How many more games? Do you know how many more games they will be playing?
I think the Yankees have four or five more home games.
Okay.
And then when the playoffs come, they definitely have two. They can have as few as two games if they get defeated, or they can have as many as. Mm-hmm. Another nine games if they go all the way in the World Series. So,
wow.
So, you'll keep being a busy guy. Now, I want to ask you a question. The guy that the father, what with the bishop? Whose house were you trying to use that he wasn't around?
Brother George.
Did you call back and see if he's all right? Did you find out if he's all right? Nothing happened.
I did not yesterday. I didn't have a chance yesterday, but I haven't heard from him, so I'm going to call again. I will call today, even though we're not using the monastery this weekend. I will call again today.
Yeah, because you don't want Brother George being possibly lying dead someplace. Nobody know.
Right. That thought has come to my mind.
How old is Brother George?
I would say he's in his 50s.
Oh, I don't. At least it's lower down the list if that's something like that happening.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Brother Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Brother Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.